Welcome to the debate here of Trump and Biden. I was just curious what you guys...
That's how they announce it, yeah.
Well, you're looking mighty fine. Nice legs, I gotta admit.
Sir, let's stay on topic here.
I prefer a flatter stomach.
Stay on topic here. I was trying to ask you about global warming.
Well, he thinks it's a malarkey.
Well, look, I mean, we can't even talk, frankly. I don't know. It's hot, hot, hot. And quite frankly, I think you're to blame. My goodness, what a woman. I tell you what I want, I go and get it.
Sir, let's stay on topic here. The question is, what are you going to do about global warming? What are you going to do about it?
Look at him.
Here. You want to talk... global warming is nothing Medicare can't fix.
He thinks it's the cow's farts. I can smell his farts from here. He has no control over the bowels or this country.
You're the sucker. You're the farter.
He can't even. He's on his diaper on. This country needs a diaper.
I think we need a commercial break here.
Okay.
Let's get into the episode.
That's malarkey.
That was a great bet. Roll music.
Was that good?
Correct opinion.
I watched every single second of the debate. I was having a blast.
I got home at like 8:15, so I had missed like the first little bit of it. And I was like, oh yeah, the debate's on tonight. Like, how is it? And Rachel goes, it's kind of sad. That was like her first sentence. Like, it's kind of, it was. I just feel bad.
Biden got it together a little bit, but the first 10 minutes were shocking. It's like when you're at dinner table with your grandpa who's really aging and you're just in your head as he tries to tell a story, you're just like, dear God, please come down and help him speak. And he's trying so hard to talk and tell this story.
I remember when he stumbled the worst, Katie was next. She didn't really care. She's like, are we watching this all night? And after she wasn't paying attention. But when Biden stumbled enough, she just started laughing like a bully in school. She was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I know we can't talk. And then the golf talk is just
that was
an all time. We'll watch that for decades.
Yeah.
That was when I truly was like, this is unbelievable.
It was just so elementary and so just like, just guys being guys. Like, I don't care how old you are, you know, Biden saying, when I was vice president, I got up to 6 handicap. And Trump was like legitimately offended. Like,
he almost fell out of his chair.
He's like, well, that's the biggest lie I've heard all night. This guy's no way 6 handicap.
I've seen your swing. There's
also,
no way.
He's like bringing up something that he did how many years ago?
Yeah.
It's like, 10 when years I was ago. Vice president.
Yeah. When I was in office, I was able to get my game down. If you know anything about golf, getting your handicap down to 6 requires you to play golf
a lot,
20 hours a week.
I saw someone posted that Tiger Woods in 2020 was a 6 handicap. So they were at the same level around the same time.
Probably so. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, that created some great internet memes and moments.
It's content creator,
you're fired up. I don't know if you followed us because we hit mood swings. We hit my channel. Oh, the
Friday Pickleball.
We're like, well, hey, keep it going. So the next debate, man, I might have the camera crew over here just like in real time. Like, all right, it's not a bad idea. Come over. We'll
watch it.
Bottle of wine. We'll watch it and we'll hammer out a video and post it right then.
It's really sad. Because, I mean, before...
My job?
Yeah.
Capitalizing?
That's really pathetic.
That's really sad. Before now, like, presidential debates, you were, like, learning their platforms and, like, what they plan to do as a president. And
that's why I texted my friends just... Because this is the first debate I've sat down and watched because, you know, I'm now 30. I feel like it's an adult thing. I'm shocked we let 18-year-olds vote because I remember...
They don't care.
2016, when Trump shocked the world and won. I remember rooting for him solely just because I was like in college. I didn't know anything. I was just like, it should be really funny if this guy won. No one's ever thinking he could do it. The Apprentice guy. And so I'm sitting down kind of thinking, you know, I'm a business owner, homeowner, father, husband. That's where this country headed. And I'm just watching. I'm like, what are we learning? They're answering every question exactly how you think they'd answer it. There's no kind of like, well, that's interesting. It could sway my opinion.
Okay, I hadn't heard that yet.
It was just like, exactly what you think. And I was like, I don't know what we're getting out of this except fun.
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. We watched probably an hour and a half and it's like, all right, I get the gist. That's probably good.
I do love it, man. Trump never disappoints. He was like, when I left office, the country was the best it ever been ever in the world. And right now, it's the worst it's ever been, ever in the world.
So extreme. It's all so extreme. I've taken many cognitive tests. People tell me it's the best they've ever seen a president score on these. The economy was the best it's ever been in any economy. Other countries were asking me, how'd you get your economy so good? It's like, dude.
Putin wanted to be my vice president. Yeah. This wouldn't have happened.
It's funny.
We'll see. But it's a good time. And I had a good time this weekend in Tulsa. Thanks to all my Oklahomies who came out. It's always great to get in the home state. Tulsa was like a second home to me. I got family there, great friends. Played a pretty new casino there. It was a great time. And sadly, no one from the crew here was there, but went down and did my thing. Had a good time. Casino show.
Yeah, that's fun. Who was the crew? Alan? Tom?
Alan was there. DJ Travis, Tom. Tour manager Tom, he's lost even more weight since we've seen him. He's a little health nut.
Wow.
It was funny. You never know with a venue. Like, sometimes you'll play a place and their security, Katie, my own wife, she'll be like, I'm Katie, I'm Trey's wife, I'm just trying to get backstage. And they'll be like, where do you think you're going?
Need the pass.
We better see some. And then this was one of those venues where anyone I knew at all, where I was like, come say hi, they're like, we just waltzed back here. One guy, we're like, we know him. And the guy was like, cool. So after the show, I'm chatting with like my parents were there, uncle, some friends, old family members. And this poor like couple walked back into my green room and they're kind of like, hi. I was like, hello. Hi. I'm kind of looking around. No one knows these people. They're like, they told us to come back here. I realized they're like VIP ticket holders. I'm like, these poor sweet people are like
straight to the green room.
Sorry, they just said, it's like, let's do this. And yeah, they're letting so many people back there. The fans are like, we're supposed to meet Trey. That's what the ticket says. He's like, yeah, his green room's back there.
Yeah,
just knock first. He might be changing pants or something.
But hey, but you're VIP.
Super nice. It was good.
I do feel like that's a funny, because I've been there a few times when I remember St. Louis first tour. We were all back there. It was like,
oh, yeah.
That couple walked back there. There's been a few times, but the best thing is that everyone is looking at each other kind of like, do you know them? Do you know them? Can we kick them out?
That is the funniest part. Yeah, I don't know if you were St. Louis. It was a small enough venue where the green room, there's a single door separating the green room from the venue.
Oh, it was kind of a library.
So I think people were just trying to kind of like, is this an exit? And they just walked back and it was like me, Katie, and Jake. And they're like, hi. Well, and the great show, and like, is this your green room? I was like, yeah, it's all good. And they're like, well, while we're back here, can we get a photo?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, sure.
I forgot about that.
That was good.
St. Louis was fun. But yeah, good show.
Yes, it was. It was a really nice venue. Very professional, sounded great. They filled up the place. Legit theater. It was a good time, man. You were missed. How was your weekend? Now, I've saved it for the pod, but if you're watching on YouTube, which you should, you subscribe. Jake, it looks like you got a little cool guy injury on the...
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're watching right now, my hair is still soaking wet. I got something going on in my eye, and three of my fingers are really black. And two of these are related. So I got caught, well, from last week's episode, getting caught in the rain. I was like, oh, swinger, that's fun. I want to do that. And so I got caught in the rain, and I was holding a Chipotle bag out to my car, and then once I got in my car, my fingers were black. So I don't know what happened.
What's going on with these Chipotle bags?
What happened with the rain? I don't know. There's a second theory is when I walked into that Chipotle, a fan recognized me. I will say he recognized me instantly. It was like he knew I was coming. But we did shake hands, and I said, what do you do for work? And he said, masonry. Could he have?
Oh.
It looked like he was about to eat, though.
Masonry.
Is it a soggy Chipotle bag or a man's man gave you a handshake? Which is it?
This is like the main two theories I have right now.
Does it come off?
Was he from the past?
Yeah, I'm so confused. I'm more confused by that than anything else in this story.
He said he does masonry, and specifically today he's been working on a chimney. Soot?
Oh.
Perhaps?
Soot. That's great.
Do you think
soot.
That he was eating his food with his hands still completely black? But
that's the thing. If they were this transferable, that had to be a lot of wet soot.
Yeah.
I think it's Chipotle bag.
Yeah.
It's probably a tough time to be a chimney sweep. The amount of... He gets blackface every day. And now he has to like... He probably comes out and he's like, can I please use your bathroom before I go out in public?
Hey, no, this is my bathroom.
No, like, well, look at me. No, he's like, look, you understand, right? It's my job.
That's tough.
He's not a chimney sweep. He's a masonry.
He was a masonry. he said he was working on a chimney.
Sure.
I didn't say him. I'm saying any chimney sweep. Okay, okay, you gotta it's gonna be a tough time.
I see.
This is what I'm saying.
I see.
Anyway, I don't know what's on my fingers. It feels like ink. I think it must be the Chipotle bag when it gets wet or something. Also, sidebar, that reminds me. My college graduation, also in the soaking rain, the like tassels and like hats we had, it must have been like really new black ink because as it got rained on, all of it just melted. So we had black ink running all down our face at college graduation.
Everyone.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I mean, unless you like took your cap off in time.
Oh but my gosh.
How bad. Imagine that happened because we're Southwest Baptist, Missouri. Every student has blackface. Like, what is this graduation ceremony? This isn't good.
That's pretty gross.
It was gross. it was beautiful. Also didn't get my diploma that day. It was a fun day. All that to say, this, I've got a few stitches next to my right eye. Do we have any guesses?
Man, what? When did we last see each other?
Last week?
Monday? No, sooner than that, right?
Thursday. So not much that has happened.
Over the weekend, what in the world could he have done? No. And Friday, we were in touch, and you made that quick clip because you were golfing for mood swings.
Yeah,
good. There was no injury then. So this happened in the last 48 hours. And
this is good detective work.
I'm just trying to... I know you're busy trying to open up your acai bowl truck. And I don't know if you're running around playing pickup sports. You might have been busy. And so I'm guessing... I think it was just a silly... Oh, I'm moving the granola this way. Bonk.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Granola movement.
And now you have workers' comp on the, hopefully, company you franchise from. And that's how you're going to make your money.
Trey's guess is granola movement. Katie?
It was a really nice day outside yesterday. So I feel like you were outside.
Okay.
But you were working, though. You weren't playing around because you are trying to open this truck.
Okay.
I still kind of think it was truck involved.
Okay. Something with the truck.
You can't just steal mine.
Yeah, it seems like you took all the Trey's answers.
I described it very vividly. And so now you do one, but a little different. What did the truck do to him?
He thought that the truck had a flat tire, and he bent down, and he was like kind of under it. And in your words, went bonk.
Yeah.
And now he has stitches.
First thing I do if I think I have a flat tire, you get under the vehicle and you check from the inside.
Yes.
Oh, it looks flat from out here, but I'm not underneath.
You don't do that?
I just look at it from standing up.
Huh, I guess I should stop doing that.
I've never gotten under the car for a flat tire.
Every time we start the car, Katie's under it. Checking, double checking.
From what I can see, it's good.
It's getting really hard to fit under there.
Derek, any guesses?
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of Biden impersonations this week, so I'm thinking it's Biden impersonation related.
Sold the bet too hard.
Just socked me.
Just passed out. All right, and?
You were close at one point. It was pickup sports. I'm in a Sunday night rec basketball league.
Oh, that sucks.
Caught enough. It does suck. It does suck.
I mean, you're sitting there pouring blood like, come on, man. I'm just here to have fun.
That's exactly what it was.
And are you immediately like, I need stitches, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm sure it gushes blood.
It's a lot.
People like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'd never gushed blood before. And I'm not saying that to try and make people queasy, but it was just the reality. I've never like... had that sensation, but I was like,
have you?
Yeah, I had stitches on my knee one time. I kind of was gushing pretty bad.
Is that the only time?
There's been other times, but they were.
It's a privacy joke. Yeah.
I know.
It's a crime scene.
I know.
Okay.
It just felt like I was sweating a lot really quickly. And I was like, I bet that's blood running all down my face. And it was just covered my shirt. Anyway.
Stood up for a rebound or?
No, it was it's like kind of like the most annoying scenario. Like, we're up by 15. This team has been very aggressive. They've gotten technical fouls. Like, they've just been that kind of rec basketball team.
And you're like, somebody's going to get hurt.
Hey, okay? Hey, we're not careful. We're going to regret this in the morning. Okay? Don't be too angry. You know, Brad, meanwhile, is like, we're just trying to be like, hey, we're chill. Brad's like, my family's here. None of us want to fight you. My kid, look, all four of my kids are here.
Look at them. The innocence in their face. Fight.
We don't want to do this. And he didn't do it like to injure me, but it was just like a very aggressive play and just elbowed my face and didn't hurt.
Did your teammates have your back and ready to throw hands, or did they Caitlin Clark teammates? And
they
just...
did. They were good teammates. Honestly, it's a little scary when like instantly I'm on the ground, I can see blood, and then one of my teammates is already cradling my neck. I'm like, how bad is this?
He swallowed his tongue.
They were very attentive,
giving you mouth to mouth. Like, I'm fine, I'm alive, I can breathe.
They were very, very helpful. Isaac, who you know, has had like 5 concussions, couldn't play high school football. So he was very like in the know. He had multiple urgent cares that he recommended. He's like, now, Advent Health, they do a pretty good
Talk
job.
Talk to we'll Sally. Yeah, she'll get you.
And then we had a physical therapist on our team. He's like, dude, I bet you're fine. Your head, your face just bleeds a lot. He's like, UFC. He's like, those players, like, they're not that injured. It's just so much blood in your face. And so, yeah, the worst part was they never even apologized. They were that kind of team.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, yeah. No one came
Contact
over.
Sport.
No one came over.
We're
the guy.
Playing ball.
Yeah. No, the guy who did it never came over after the game. I walked past them in the parking lot. No one said anything.
Were they our
That's
age?
The worst part.
Were they like old men?
They were probably slightly younger.
Yeah. Okay. Younger.
I'm just saying. Sometimes you play those. I remember when we did the team a few years ago and got beat by a group of 50 year old men. It was
that was
very
a
humbling,
low point.
But also, they're like, yeah, they weren't messing around.
They took it pretty serious.
That's wild. You're just like, we're just like out here having fun. We are not getting paid to do this or anything.
We multiple times said, like, just a reminder, this is the lowest level of basketball. Like, we're not taking this serious. They had a coach. They had a coach who was very mouthy. It was a whole thing. Talking to me, 22 can't dribble. Get up on 22. Like, what did I do to you? Stop picking on me.
Oh, my God.
It's just, my wife's here.
Wait, and you guys were up by 15?
We were up by 15 with like 3 minutes left to go when I got this elbow.
Like, they weren't like this like crazy good team.
No, we're not good. And we're beating them by a lot. It was like the worst case scenario of just like, well, I guess it could have been way worse. I could have got a concussion or whatever. But it's like, I just don't want to be injured doing this fun sport. And so now I'm kind of out. I'm like, you know what? Stick to the sports with a net. Mm-hmm. Pickleball, volleyball, golf.
It is tough. They start dropping like flies in this age. I have a buddy who tore his ACL playing pickup basketball. And he's
that
like,
sucks.
I'll never touch a basketball again in my life. And you're like, yeah, if that happens, it's tough to cut. Like, you want to make a comeback so you can play rec sports. It's like, it just ruins your life at this age.
We have a friend who she was pretty firm that when she turned 30, she would never sprint again.
A girl said that? That's lame. So I did a fun.
Why not?
No, that's bad. I did a fun sports thing.
She doesn't want to hurt herself.
I'm getting pretty annoyed with some of my fellow buddies because we did a guys' night fantasy football. It's already happening. Yes, fantasy football's back.
It's not back. It's you guys just
fantasy football. We did a combat. We did like a competition night to decide the draft order. Because, you know, the season starts in a couple months, but we got to decide the draft order. Then we have to get together to decide this upcoming season's rules. Then we got a draft. So there's numerous nights on the calendar that it is what it is.
Yeah.
And we
very
did
necessary.
We did, you know, like a 40-yard dash competition.
Yeah.
And,
I love
and
that.
And it was fun. And so these guys are sprinting. We had one guy do the hammy halfway through. That we got that in. So that was definitely going to happen. And, you know, some guys more than others, but I was like, well, how are we going to, you can't like time it, right? It's the 40. I was like, should we just all maybe we line up and do a few races and kind of crown the winner? Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this once and once only. I was like, all right, we're 30, not 50. We should be able to like run for 40 yards.
The players we're drafting are the same age as us.
That's what
they can do it.
That's what's starting to annoy me actually is I feel like I turned 30 and because I hadn't sprinted in a long time and I did a sprint like a year ago. I think just like, hey, dude, I'm faster than you. Let's race. And you're like, oh my gosh, my legs feel like they might fall off. I can't. I'm not this old yet. So I try to do my strengths. Because I saw some stat. It said something like 95% of adults will never sprint again in their entire life after age 30.
Oh,
it's something
really?
Crazy like that. Yeah. And that,
don't become a statistic.
Think about it. Don't become a statistic.
Wow.
And sprints are a great workout. It's easy. And it just, you know. When my kid's gonna be 6, he's like, run with me, daddy. I'm like, I'm too old for this.
95.
LeBron is gonna be dunking at age, he'll still be playing at age 45. We can do it. Okay? So everyone go out, do a sprint.
Stretch first.
Warm up.
Well, do you want to stretch with cold muscles?
Warm up.
Calisthenics, stretch.
Jog. Light jog sprint and then finally do that sprint.
Non-static stretching.
Do a single 40-yard sprint and feel how horrible you feel after, and I hope it's a wake-up call. That's what happened to me. You sprint for 40 yards and you go, oh my gosh. I used to do this for hours straight.
Just for fun.
And now I'm going to die. So
I saw,
we had a good time.
I saw a video that it was like every year on his son's birthday, he like races him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, oh,
he
yeah.
Goes, he doesn't hold back.
Yeah, you should do that with Thomas.
Deal.
That could be fun. I get annoyed at my friends because when we get together to play sports, they're like, all right, we have exactly, you know, this many people. These are the teams. I'm like, should we invite someone else, you know, or have someone kind of, should we make the teams more even? Or what if someone gets hurt? People will be like, oh, here he goes, jinxing it. I'm like, I hope no one gets hurt, but we're all in our 30s. Like, could we just acknowledge it could happen?
I tell you what.
Can I plan for it?
I hate the jinx stuff, superstition stuff.
Yeah.
Manifestation. People like, I believe if you put out good energy, you get it back. No, you don't.
What are you, a magnet?
Yeah. No. think of how much good energy a lot of people put across the world, and they live in a civil war.
Yeah.
They're like, well, they're not manifesting peace enough. Shut up, Brittany.
Keanu Reeves puts out a lot of good energy. Have you looked at what's happened around his life? Oh, everybody.
Terrible.
Dead.
Yeah. The Kennedy family.
Yeah.
All of my cousins, uncles.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
In rivers, car crashes.
They try to do the right thing.
Good stand-up people.
Dead.
No, I don't. That drives me nuts. You just, people act like you say a jinx or a thing or manifest. You're a manifestation?
No.
Hmm. Good.
All right. Well.
Yeah, straight good. To the point.
Yeah, yeah, that's the worst. Watching football. All right, you know he's made 9 of these like 45 yard field goals. Are all, oh,
well now he's not.
Thanks a lot.
That's not how the world works. That, how prideful are you? You think you can? Someone could speak in this living room in Kansas and affect an NFL player? They don't care about you at all. They don't even care about their own girlfriend. Think how easily they'll hit you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Shut up. but yeah, what'd you do this weekend? Besides okay, get so, beat up and beat
yeah, I got
people.
Got beat up, got some soot. I originally I was like, hey, I can't make the Tulsa show. It's gonna be grand.
It did cross. I didn't want to text you because I'm like, I'm sure he's dealing with enough. Because I was like, Friday night we're gonna come get us a bowl, and then we kind of noticed I don't think there's any plans to open it. So I was like, he's figuring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to text you like, what's happening?
And I had figured, I was like, I'm sure you found someone to replace me. So it's not like, I'm back in. And like, can you call that other guy and tell him never? So I was like, yeah, it's fine. But yeah, it turns out that was the dumbest thing I could have possibly said, to say that publicly. Like, this is going to be the grand opening. I mean, just anything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And
I thought about it too. Cause aren't you all going out of town for like a week?
Yep. Yeah, that's a bummer. Family cruise. No, to the point I'm at now, that'll be fine. Cause I think a lot of stuff is just going to take even longer. I don't need to get all into it, but yeah, Bondi, you could follow just the Instagram and that's how you'll be up.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Coming soon. So in the next
three years, you're starting to understand when, cause I feel like I'm a big foodie guy. You'll see, yeah. And be like, this restaurant's coming. I'm like, oh, when? It's like coming soon. I always be like, when?
Tell me now.
So now are you saying you understand when a restaurant says coming soon for like months and months? Like we promise it's soon. Cause they're probably every day like, oh my gosh, we have another issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't open.
I'm a little more gracious to that. What it is, it's just like permitting. I'm not gracious to that. Why is the permitting takes so long?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. Like I'm approved by the health department. I have my sales tax. I have my business entity. Like I've done everything. I have insurance everywhere. Workers' comp. I've done everything. Legally, I could sell bowls, but it's just like the permitting, all the stuff takes, well, who knows how long.
I can't imagine. Yeah. That's it took us a year of permits to do a single like rental house. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Can't imagine
yeah,
you for an actual.
So it might've been a little short-sighted of me to think, yeah, we'll be up and running soon. So
all right,
I don't know. Later this summer. Soon.
All right. At some point.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Thanks guys.
Yeah, so I had a nice guys night. We have more fantasy nights. And so Katie has a girls trip coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Well deserved, you know, but I don't know. I think guys, everyone knows guys love their guys trips. Guys are they're way better at putting together a fun night, in my opinion. Girls, they're like, let's get together. And they go, love you, support you, yes, go on. And they just do this. They do this.
Yeah.
They love it. They sit around and I was like, what'd you do? We sat here right here for hours and we went T-t-t-t-t-t. And then guys were running around. I don't get to know them better at all.
I was gonna say you guys don't know each other so at all.
So much fun. Like the Tulsa show, I was like, oh, Katie was amazing. I saw so many old friends. We had such a good time. She's like, what'd you do after the show? I said, I sat next to him at a blackjack table for 5 hours and we didn't talk.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun together. So much.
You don't even know him.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I feel it like was a blast.
When guys make plans, we will go out and like for sure do the activity. Like, hey, you want to meet up? We're to play basketball. We're obviously gonna play basketball. When Rachel like makes plans, it's like, yeah, we're gonna like go coffee tasting and do all this. I'm like, how was the coffee tasting? How was like the Starboard Market? Oh, I went over to Catherine's house. We just end up talking.
We got to talk.
And we just talked for 3 hours.
The best.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even get to the talking about, or what's it called? Book club. You ever done a book club?
I used to be, but
not a lot of book talking going on.
Yeah, I think that does happen. Nope. That does happen.
Yeah. I would say, how was book club? Well, Abby and I were the only ones who had read it, so we all just kind of talked for like an hour and a half. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked. Yeah, Abby's. I love the recap of the girls' night. I learned so much about my friends.
Because you don't talk to them.
And I like that it's awesome when we have a good circle of like married couples. My buddies know. It's like something important happens in their life, and they don't even, we know we don't have to tell each other. It's
he'll
like,
find out.
Our wives will tell you, and they'll tell you. Which is really helping. Cool. You're like, have you talked to one of our best buds? They just had a baby. She's like, have you talked to him? Is it going? I'm like, no. He hasn't told any of us anything. I think we're on the same page. She is telling you guys a bunch and telling us, and we're really happy for him.
Yeah, so our wives are hanging out, so I'll find out about it eventually. Mm-hmm. We're also at the age where in my friend group, someone's pregnant at all times, and I can't fully keep track. I just know, like, oh, yeah, a couple of them are. You know, I feel like it's, like, a little hard to, like, I don't see them that often, so I just assume everybody's pregnant.
Yeah, the one only text I got from my best friend who just had a baby was, like, 9 days into fatherhood. He texted our group text, and the last time we hung out for guys' night, we drank this certain beer, and it was, like, 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. He's like, the baby pooped on me, so I said, screw it, and I opened this beer. Cheers, boys. And we all said, love it, man. Welcome to fatherhood. And that's all it was. And we just said, you know what? We felt honored that he contacted us. He felt loved that we said we liked the message. And that's all we need. He's back to being a dad.
He liked the message.
He didn't
acknowledge. I loved it. Sorry. Oh, wow. I loved it. And we all loved it.
You all loved it.
I don't know if this happens in your guys' group text, but there's definitely a line where sometimes I even feel weird. Like I it's more than a like for me. It's a love on this text. So mm-hmm. I'm going to love it. I could sense the group text is like, whoa, we loved it.
Whoa. I guess that's the tone he wants to set. Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
It is funny that like the way he acknowledged a baby, it had to be with an inside joke. Like they have to come packaged together.
And kind of
yes,
cheeky,
I have a baby.
Like I have a baby. It pooped on me. I kind of hate it. And I'm drinking. You know, it's like that. And they're like, we know he loves it so much. And we know he's not going to drink all day. He's having the one.
It's
He's supportive. But, you know, it's funny.
That's great.
Cheeky.
Guys being guys.
So we have this clip here, though. All the point was girls' trips. And these guys got to talking, and I don't know. I think I just want y'all, the recties, listen, see if these guys have some good points.
Not a big fan of girls' trips. Well, it's like, dude, what? There's no such thing.
Exactly.
Now, a good woman doesn't want to go.
Do you get for that?
I get a lot for that.
What?
Oh, you're insecure. What? And so we go back to the old example. You know, I trust the locks on my truck, but that doesn't mean I park it in the ghetto. Why would you put her in that situation? Why would you put her in the atmosphere of those things happening? I'm not a big fan of girl strips.
What?
I didn't know where that was going at any point. How did you find this video?
So I canceled your flights.
Yeah.
You think I'm, hey, I love you, baby girl. I trust them locks. You think I'm going to park that in 30A?
Yeah,
for
exactly.
All the guys to see? Uh-uh. What he's saying is, you know, hey, I trust my woman, but if she goes on some girls trip, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Sounds like they're in a bad marriage.
Guess what happened this morning? What'd you wake up to?
Yeah, you had some weird dream that I was texting another guy.
Katie.
Can you believe that?
Katie.
I woke up sweating.
He's going to be parking you in the ghetto.
I had the most vivid dream ever that she was texting an MLB baseball
Katie, come on.
Katie.
Cleat chaser.
Oh, you like him in those little pants? You like those pants?
Uh-huh.
Gosh. Do you ever have a dream so real you wake up and you're like, oh my God.
Those suck.
Yeah, I woke up.
It takes 2 hours.
I just like reached over. I was like trying to. You're still mine, right? I can't go yard, but I'm here. I don't hit dingers.
You could put me on a pitch clock. I'll do whatever.
The most vivid. She's laughing in my face. Like, yeah, we text. So what? We
like,
text.
Stop. The dream still feels real.
What?
That's
yeah, I don't
worst.
Know. Girls trips, man. Hey. He's like, I don't like girls trips. He's like, there's no such thing. He's like, I agree.
Such a quick thing to agree to. Oh, yeah, I acknowledge those aren't real either.
That's wild. I mean,
Yeah. I didn't know this about girls' trips. Are these guys onto something? Are you guys up to no good down there?
You will never know.
Dang it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer.
I've been in cities as a single guy seeing a girls' trip happen, and they've never approached me for mischief. They've never wanted me to unlock their ghetto truck, so to speak. I've been to Nashville.
Dude, I love podcasts like that. It's always in the back of my head. If I really need, you know, if we're really hurting, it's like maybe we just roll the podcast and say the most misogynistic things ever, and there's an audience. There's an audience for it.
That's wild.
There's guys like, women shouldn't work. They should be mothers. And you just roll with it.
For anyone who is, for whatever reason, might be bothered by the way sometimes we compare men and women, know that there's a lot of those podcasts that exist that actually think women might be like less valuable than men.
That they should be just trapped in their home. They can't even go on vacation.
they can't hang out with their friends.
Not unless
I'm there. Yeah, ew.
Ew.
Gross.
We did go on vacation, though. We finally went.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. We haven't talked about that. Miami. Mm-hmm.
We did. We
Oh, my goodness. We had a great time. We went to Carbone.
Mm-hmm.
We saw two famous people on our few-day trip.
Very exciting.
You
are they on masterclass.com?
I actually don't know if you know either of them. I knew them.
Reality TV show stars.
You definitely know. I think you know both. We went to Carbone. Have you heard of that?
I have.
See? It's sounds a inappropriate. Famous restaurant that's like the new New York City. They're around. It's like one very yummy, very fun. But it's like the Italian. Classic. You go, you're gonna see a famous person there. Type of. It's like the trendy thing.
Like Nobu, but maybe newer.
Exactly. Good comparison. Around Italian, very good. So we went to the Miami. I thought it was very good.
That was good.
We saw the famous person there. The one we saw, pretty famous, not really. Armando Bacot.
Who is that?
Oh, you don't know. North Carolina big man. All-time leading rebounder. Beat Tyler Hansbrough's record.
I was going to guess like the CEO of, I don't know.
You don't watch March Madness or anything?
I guess I don't know that name. What was his name? There, Armando?
I mean, he's tough to miss. He's 7 foot.
Yeah, I was going to say he was so tall. I mean,
he was there, man. Good to see you in Miami. And then staying in our hotel in Miami was, pretty sure you know this person, but I could see you not, Amber Rose.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She was at the same hotel as you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the funny part is she's been one of the random celebs who's like followed me for years and
really?
Commented and even like shared on her story. Oh, don't Google her images.
Safe search.
So she was over there. I was like, oh my God, she kind of walked right by us and I wasn't going to be like Amber, but she knows me at least on Instagram.
She said something.
I was like, she didn't.
Thanks.
But I did. I want to give Katie a heads up. I was like, in case this interesting looking woman comes up all friendly, I want you to know I didn't pull you and text her.
Like you were like
the MLB player's name was Allen, by the way. Allen, spelled differently than our buddy Allen.
Thank goodness. Oh, that's A-L-A-N. A whole good mess.
Thing. Because I remember it because I typed it in the phone. Look, I was like, let me see your phone. Let me see the text.
Yeah.
And she had deleted him. And I was like, you deleted him, didn't you? She's like, yeah, I did.
And you were down on her phone.
But we were flirting. She was so brash.
Katie.
Sounds just like
there
me,
was a
morning. It?
Yeah, there was a morning where I cheated on you in your dreams, and you legit were mean to me for 2 hours.
I actually was. Yeah,
I was like, what's happening? Oh, great! Dreams are fun. So we had a great time, just chilling.
We did. It was really nice. Good weather. We went on a boat for an afternoon.
Just slept in.
Yeah, lots of sleep. It was really nice. Lots of good dinner. Yeah. I ate a lot.
Not much to it. Oh, I ate so much. That's one of my favorite parts of vacation is I struggle to kind of like just sit there, you know,
relax.
It's like I'm trying to relax. Yeah. You know, I want to, and I feel like so sometimes I struggle with vacation, but when I do love it is I totally flip the switch and I'm like, I don't care about health and wellness at all. I'm not going to work out. I mean, what's that on the menu? I'll have a brownie right now. you name it. I'll have it. Just go nuts.
Wow.
And I felt really bad, but.
You really struggle to relax. It's one of those where like, okay, well, let's relax.
I struggle to sit there. I'm relaxing.
No, it's not relaxing. I look over and he's like, just.
I don't know what the answer is because I don't know what I want to do, but.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, honestly.
But we took a 5 a.m. flight to get there, which is an interesting journey for our marriage.
Wow.
It was the only direct. And I'm so, layovers are so annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's suck it up and do it. And
it is funny. We joked about it before we even got on this flight. Like days before, Trey's like, I can't wait for this. And I said, don't talk to me. I'm not going to talk to you at 4 a.m. I'm just not. Like, I don't, that's not when I'm chipper and want to have conversation. Yeah. And we're on the way to the airport and he's like, is this trip, are you not going to talk to me this trip? I'm like, I'm not right now.
Is this what it is? This is going to be?
Catch me in a few hours, but not right now.
How is Thomas waking up at 3:30?
He didn't go with us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just a vacation. Yeah. Man.
Duh.
It was just us. So grandparents were here. So he just woke up and they were here. And
we did a really good job. We took all the melatonin and this and that. And we're asleep by probably like 9. So
the night before.
Nowadays, I feel like every time I go to a pickleball court, whether playing with Rachel, playing with my friends, the entire courts are full, first of all. And second of all, full with like beginners. Like everyone is discovering how great pickleball is all of a sudden. And everyone, I'm not just saying, everyone has like cheap, crappy Amazon paddles. And I just want everyone to like enjoy the nice, high quality carbon fiber pickleball paddles that FridayPickle.com offers. You guys know I have a pickleball company. We make paddles. They're affordable and high quality. It's the best of both worlds. You can get two really, really nice paddles for only $98 if you use code Friday with two Ys. The Ys are at the end. If you don't know.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not one at the beginning. And they're so much better than anything you could find on Amazon. If you're just getting into it, you recently became obsessed. These are the paddles for you. Get one for your partner, one for your grandma, one for whoever, your dead dog. I don't care. FridayPickle.com. Get yourself two paddles.
There are 11 cities left on the Grow Up Comedy Tour. It's been a great, great year. Can't wait to see the rest of y'all. Don't miss it. Portland, Maine, Rutland, Vermont, Albany, New York coming up in a couple weeks. Then going over to Lexington, Kentucky, Goshen, Indiana, and Hammond, Indiana, outside of Chicago.
Dubai?
Great. Yeah.
They would love our comedy.
Yeah. Boise, Idaho, Thousand Oaks, California, Valley Center, California, Reno, Nevada to start August. And then our very last show of the tour in Durham, North Carolina. I can't wait to get to these cities. Some I've never been to. Some are ones that I told my agents, hey, the tour's ending, but I got to go to these cities, like Boise or Durham. Portland. So Trey.com/tour. Tickets are going fast. A couple of these are about to sell out. And it's going to be a great, great time. Okay. Jake will be at almost all of these.
Yep.
And it's the end of the tour. Then we got to have a baby. So Trey.com/tour. See y'all then. I do want to touch on the documentary I watched. I watched this documentary purposely on my, I think, a Travels on the Road or something when Katie wasn't around, because I don't know if Katie would have watched it. I think you would have loved it.
It's about Major League Baseball.
I really wanted Katie's commentary. I don't know if Rachel does this when you watch shows. Katie loves to just be like, oh my God, I cannot believe she's doing that. Just be watching. She's like, oh, I mean, why in the world would you do, like, that's crazy. And she'll just do little comments and it's kind of fun. And I'll also be like, someone wrote this.
It's fictional.
But this is a documentary, so she would have really loved it. Ooh. But Tell Me You Love Me. Derek, no one's seen it?
Oh, no.
So the Rexies have seen it. No, it's... I won't ruin it, but we should watch and discuss it. I've thought about it so much. I feel like no documentaries challenged my brain more or freaked me out more, but it's a black man who's has cerebral palsy and is mentally severely mentally disabled.
Okay.
And so, you know, he can't walk, he can't talk. He's taken care of by his mother and his brother. And this woman comes along and there's this kind of new technology of how to help maybe some of these people communicate who have problems like this. And maybe, and so it's this kind of system where you slowly build them up to where they type on a keyboard and you kind of assist because they don't have great motor functions.
Okay.
And you help them type out. And this man was really, it seems, communicating.
Okay.
And this woman is spending so much time with him, helping him learn. She falls in love with him.
She does?
Yes.
Able-bodied, able-minded, falls in love. Okay.
So, of course, people are kind of like, I mean, look at him. What do you mean? But she's arguing like, well, look at how he's speaking. This man is fully intact. He's just trapped in this body that can't do what he wants.
Okay, so not mentally disabled.
Well, that's where it gets crazy, and you have to watch it.
Because he can't really communicate well. So, like,
Well, then there's this argument of she's assisting him.
She is creating.
Is she subconsciously... directing his thoughts and creating, she's like, I'm falling in love with this man. I mean, he's so, you know, she's communicating. She's like,
yeah,
he's so eloquent with what he's saying. Da, da, da. And then it became kind of this, like, I think this is bogus. This crazy woman's having a conversation with herself via this guy. And so it becomes like a police get involved because they have physical
stuff.
And so now it becomes like, is he really? And it just becomes
that's a really fascinating.
And so in my head, I was like 99% sure, like this is some crazy white chick who needs to be locked up. But then there's a part of you like, or is she just the one lady like patient enough and able to communicate?
Miracle
and is this guy actually trapped? And in his head, he's sitting there like, oh my gosh, I
can't believe someone loves me and like wants to be with me.
That or like the mom's like, you're crazy, get away from us. I'm gonna take care of my handicapped child. But is this grown man really trapped? Like that, and I feel like I thought about it all the time. It freaked me out so much, but it's a really, really interesting, like, complicated story.
That's cool. It seems like they should have someone else come and like guide his hand and see if the language gets a little different.
That's what they do, and they definitely, like I said, it's pretty obvious she is just crazy and completely committed a crime. But there's like weird moments where, well, he worked with this other person that wasn't me, and she assisted him to type a paper on a book that he read and she didn't, and it's like accurate to what the book. So then there's data here that shows maybe he read this book, retained it, and wrote a paper on it.
Wow.
But then other times they're like, the doctor would do a study and be like, says the word fridge, and he's like, point to the image of a fridge, and he like points to like a frog, and it's like, I think he's very so you're just like,
That's cool. That's psychological.
What's going on? it's thriller. So much.
That's fun.
Freaked me out.
So that kind of, speaking of being nonverbal, I have a little situation on my hands. I need you guys to help me out if I'm being scammed or not. Mm. This is an elaborate, okay. Or not elaborate one, but it's a confusing one. It's not very easy to tell. So
happy to help.
I got an email 3 days ago from someone inquiring to be a video editor for Friday Pickleball. They said, hey, it came across your channel. The first bit of it looks very copied and pasted. It doesn't look legit at all. But then they link up.
Java Monster.
They link who they also edit for. And it's like, all right, well, it seems like that might be a little more legit. I respond, hey, we might be able to figure something out here. What'd you have in mind? The next day, she emails Sunday morning at 5 a.m. I'd like to know if you want me to do anything that is better than what you're already doing. How long do you think the videos would be? And then that was at 5 a.m. that day. At 6 p.m. that night, this is a Sunday, follow up. Hey, following up, is there a better platform where you guys will be more responsive and we can have a constant chat? I'm like, back off, lady. It's Sunday.
Oh, well.
So I respond. Hey, it's Sunday. We don't respond that much. And then we get chatting a little more. I said, would you mind sharing this person who you edit for, his contact info? It was like a reference. Can I get to know him? She said, I can't share his contact info without asking him, but I can contact his manager. And here are some proofs. Sends me some screenshots of her like editing his videos. I'm like, all right, this looks like a little more legit, I guess. Like if you were going to claim you edit for someone, but then you have like, I don't know, these pictures, it seems a little more legit. I say, great. There's a little bit of some broken English in here. And she's emailing me at 5 a.m. on a Sunday. So I'm thinking maybe she's international. Where are you located? I'm in Pennsylvania. Ah, all right.
So why just the state. Yeah.
Just the state. And then we start talking more specifics about what I want to edit and what I want her to edit. And then she says, this is how much I charge. We could do this. And I say, great. Before I get into business with anyone, I'd like to have like a... I'd like to have a phone call with you. I'd like to get to know you a little bit. Here's where it gets fun. That would work for me. I didn't tell you this, but I have a speech disorder. I'll be very happy if you keep this on text. Any other platform be fine too. But if that's too important, I can have my associate in loop. I'm also up to listen to you and type my thoughts over messages. Like, okay, she seems still willing to chat. But not physically communicate. So I just don't. I'm like, what's the scam here?
What's the very first email? Any typos? What's the subject of the very first email? I feel like that's that. If it says something like, kindly hoping for your cooperation.
Okay. Subject line says, video editor to make your videos better.
That's on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. On the line. Everything is on the line.
Yeah.
Like just on the
fence.
What's
her name?
Stella. Kind of a dog's name.
Could you Google her? Do you have a last name?
I could Google her. I could try that. I DM'd the guy she supposedly edits for. I'm going to try to get in touch with him. So I respond to that. I say, sorry to hear about your speech disorder. Are you unable to speak at all?
That sucks.
Trey.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I said, does that have to be a long conversation? I'm going to need to speak to you before we like do business together.
Yeah, because what's the play, right? Like, I guess
I'm trying to figure out what is the end scam here?
Edit this for me. Here are video files, and then
does she just want to like take your video files,
or what is going to ask for the money up front? I'm like, where is
what's the scam?
The sale coming? I don't know. She said. So I said, are you unable to speak at all? She said, I do. She said, I do. But this has been a trauma from the start. And the reason for me not being confident in myself.
Oh, that's getting a little.
I don't know.
What's scary is this whole. Is that all AI? What if it's all just.
I'm not talking even to anyone.
They're
testing out. I don't know who I'm talking to.
From the start.
Yeah. But then she's like, hey, I can have you get in touch with John's manager if you want to, if that would make you feel more comfortable. So I'm like, well, now it makes me believe you again. You're so easy. You want us. I don't know. And so, yeah, then I got Scott and Isaac. I was like, go look at all these emails. Like, am I an idiot? Like, what's happening here? Isaac says 100% scam. Scott says, maybe it's a really, he said, maybe it's a girl that's a fantastic editor that can't say her R's. So they're on either side.
I'm not sure. I guess at some point, maybe she'll finally hit you with like, all right, yeah, I just get paid up front and then I'll just get after it. And you're like, all right, well, now I know it's a scam.
Maybe that's where it's coming, but yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, we should try to interview her on the pond. It's just me talking to you. You
write stuff down.
Necessary. And we she's actually real, and we just bully someone with a problem. You're like, oh no.
Oh jeez, what have we done?
Just fine. We'll fire Derek, and you can step in.
Sorry, we'll get you a job.
We'll
figure something out. Thursday paddle ball.
Keep us posted.
Yeah,
I'm not sure on that one.
It really could go either way.
Not sure at all. Let's get to. Some segments. We have, it's 4th of July week.
Mm-hmm.
Back it up, Terry.
You have any 4th of July plans?
Yeah, I'm going down to Lewisburg, Kansas, where we made a viral video back in the day.
Yes. Wait, what's their mascot?
Wildcats?
Yep.
Yep. Cats. Scratch them. Mm-hmm. And we got a friend down there they live on like a bunch of land and a pond and
the
stitches in it, mm-hmm. you know? That was actually one thing they specifically told me not to do. Like, don't get it in any like dirty water. I was like, what about a pond?
Pond in Lewisburg. Yeah. Definitely don't do that. I have a stitch too. I got a biop, a bopsy. What's it called?
A bopsy?
What's it called?
You got a bopsy? Well, you get a little bopsy?
You know what?
Thomas, do you need a bopsy?
Did you get a bopsy after you did a bunk?
I wish I was married to Stella. She would get me. I got a little. I've never had one, so I have a single stitch in me. You got any stitches?
Not currently.
Loser.
Nope. I do not.
Where's your stitch?
Just on my back.
Just one in the back.
Yeah, but I've never had it. Katie's had some.
They did a deep biopsy then.
Oh really?
Yeah, they don't stitch every biopsy.
Does he not know what he's doing?
Every biopsy. Well, maybe it's because you got a bopsy, not a biopsy.
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Biopsy.
I will say, last night in urgent care, they're throwing on the word suture. Mm-hmm. That was a new word for me.
Yeah, just say stitches. Oh.
Yeah, I was very curious about that.
Fancy.
I was like, that sounds aquatic. They got a good laugh out of that. And then I was asking how to spell it. I was very curious about the word suture. Figured it out there. Derek, your daughter got sutures yesterday too, right?
Yeah, big accident prone.
Not even fireworks related.
All stitches in the crew. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
My oldest was riding a bike and got in a little accident. And I usually like jog to there when she falls, pick her back up. But then she got up and I saw like blood all over her. It was one that gushed. So right below her lip on her chin, she has 3 stitches. So
oh, man.
One more than the boppy. But
yeah, big time.
Yeah.
3, how much you get?
2.
Wow, okay.
3, 2, 1. Look at us.
Wow.
You should beat us, dadgummit. I'm going to go get a couple more.
I was going to say, I hope I'm not the number 4.
Don't jinx it.
How did your daughter do when they sprayed like the antiseptic stuff in?
They held up something for like an hour on her to numb it. So I don't know if it's different than the spray.
Gotcha.
It was like a cloth because they didn't want to do a shot right there.
So this was like to clean it. They had to do that first. Oh. That was worse than almost anything I've ever experienced. Yeah. Just spraying whatever that hand sanitizer was in my open cut.
Street alcohol.
Oh, right. I'd rather be shot. Yeah. There's no way that hurts more than that.
Okay, are you concerned about the scarring right there on your face?
Not too much. I guess I've never had...
I'm just saying, any...
You should be. Well, you should be.
Any girl getting stitches on her face would be concerned about
I would
about
be
that.
Freaking out. Yeah. I guess if it happens right there, I mean, I don't know how much I can really do about it, so... And I've also never had stitches before, so I don't even know what to expect. Like, is it going to be gnarly or not? Either way, I don't know if people are following me because they like the way my face looks, so...
Mm. Are they, like, disintegrating kind, or you got to go get them out?
Dissolvable.
Dissolvable.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're supposed to get mine off.
Okay.
One popsy.
2 weeks.
You said my wife can do it.
The guy was like, 2 weeks, you can come back. He's like, or like someone in... It's not hard. It's
yeah,
one
you just
stitch.
Cut him out, yeah.
So I was like, I'm coming back. She'll do it.
Did they send you home with the tools to stitch? Because we got sent home with them because they said we don't clean them anymore. You could just take them.
You gave me a crochet kit to go home with?
I'm not sure what to do with them, but...
It's something up in Liberty.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe a few rounds of ammunition, too. You know.
Keeps people coming back. I was very glad mine were dissolvable because I'm doing the... You know, I'm thinking, all right, a week from now, I'm going to be on a cruise ship. Am I going to have some doctor on a cruise ship? Like, all right, now hang on.
Who's a doctor?
Let's wait till it gets calm, and then we'll cut these out.
Just make sure you don't get any sun on it.
Okay, is that how it gets
That'll
scarred?
For sure scar it, yeah.
It also feels like I shouldn't put sunscreen right on it either, right? It feels bad.
Big bucket hat weekend.
Yeah, big hat. Big hat guy. Yeah.
That's right. But we're just going to chill. We have a Kenny Chesney concert. I'm so excited. We got a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Big night out. Is Big Mama going to last all night?
I'm unsure, honestly. I don't know. I don't know if it's like her position right now or what. But I mean, last night going to bed, I was kind of struggling. Right now, I can't get comfortable. It's just like she's sitting weird in there.
Yeah, she got the pregnant girl yips. I don't know what to call it. Like every now and then you'll just... It's rare. She's tough, but she just starts pacing like, I like, lay down. No, that doesn't feel good. I'm like, sit up. It's like, that also hurts. And she was just, I was like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just every once in a while, I feel like it's like, I'm fine. And then I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so uncomfortable and I can't do anything about it.
This is a legitimate question. How in control are you of like the baby's position in there? Like if you hung upside down off the monkey bars long enough, could you rearrange her position or like,
I mean,
could you massage?
You can, like, they do tell you like if your baby is in, you know, not in the right position, like lay on your side to get him more this way.
Oh,
or whatever.
Great. Okay.
But like, I don't know if it's like an accurate, like I don't, it's like, hopefully this works.
What if you could put some music to one side and like maybe they will like they'll want to go towards it or something?
I mean, maybe. I mean, she definitely, like, I know doing certain movements, she's going to move in some way.
Jumping jacks?
Yeah, if I'm, yeah. No, but when I like lay on my side, I feel like, she's kind of like readjusting almost.
Wow, what a world but she's in right now. She's just
not. I was thinking about, I mean, yeah, it's just funny. Thomas is starting to get it, I think, like. To a small degree, where I've really talked about like there's gonna be a baby here, she's in my belly, and so he's like started like kissing my belly, which is sweet.
Great.
But I don't think he really understands what's going on.
A new thing. Yeah. He kisses Trey's belly too.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
It's like, it's so big now. I guess that's what we do with it. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, you just never know what you teach him. I went up to him and patted his head like a dog. I was just being goofy. I was like, good boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like immediately wanted to do it to me. And so now, for some reason, does it to her. He just wallops her on the head. So now I have like, all right, stop doing that. He just come up to her like, smiling and start going, good. Like trying to say good boy and just
slapping me in the face.
Like, okay, sorry. That's my bad. I accidentally taught him that. Segments. I got a dramatic reading, a 4th of July themed dramatic reading, or backyard barbecue at least, which we'll all be doing. If you could cue this up for me, Derek, this is going to be a good time.
Dramatic reading.
Good jingle. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
barbecue rules. Steak emoji, fire emoji, salt emoji, pork chop emoji. We're about to enter barbecue season. Therefore, it's important to refresh your memory on the etiquette of this sublime outdoor cooking activity. This is a Facebook post, by the way. When a man volunteers to do the barbecue, the following chain of events are put into motion.
Okay.
Number one, the woman buys the food. Number two, the woman makes the salad, prepares the vegetables, and makes dessert.
This is not where I thought this was going.
Excuse me. Focus on that cheesecake. Three, the woman prepares the meat for cooking, places it on a tray along with the necessary cooking utensils and sauces, and takes it to the man who is lounging beside the grill, beer in hand.
Number this is gross.
Four. Ew. The woman remains outside the compulsory 3-meter exclusion zone.
Hold on.
What?
I think he's a surgeon. She will have the tools ready for me.
Where the testosterone and other manly bonding activities can take place without the interference of the estrogen. Here comes the important part. Five. The man places the meat on the grill. Six. The woman goes inside and organizes the plates. Seven, the woman comes out to tell the man that the meat is looking great. He thanks her and asks if she will bring another beer while he flips the meat.
Why is there dialogue?
After eating, the woman clears the table and does the dishes. And most important of it all, everyone praises the man and thanks him for his efforts.
I thought it was going to go godly. It still is just human man. Praise him.
12. The man asks the woman how she enjoyed her night off. And upon seeing her annoyed reaction, concludes that there's just no pleasing some women.
This guy's a psychopath? I actually think I know a guy who might have written this. One guy in mind.
That was disgusting.
That's like a 4th. I think we've all witnessed that 4th of July.
I haven't.
That's pretty funny.
That is.
Where did you find that?
How'd you like taking it easy tonight, babe? I'll do it for you. There is a bit of a, I've seen that happen. The man grills and he goes, wow, amazing. It's like, well, she did 90% of it.
Yeah, he just flipped a couple things over. She prepared the plate and the utensils outside of the compulsory area with the testosterone.
I'm ready. I'm grilling. I'm hitting the grill, 4th of July.
Is that a Facebook post with like a lot of shares? Or is this just like a guy from high school? Or
sitting by a recty. I'm not going to name any names.
Okay. Dramatic readings are so great. Please send more of them in.
They're always the best. Facebook. The email, correct@trainer.com for all your submissions.
I just feel really bad for this man's wife.
You have a dramatic reading too?
I do actually. Sent in by a recty to my Instagram. Yep, this is an Instagram caption, if it helps you imagine it. The visuals are just kind of a video out by... looks like some bluffs next to a lake.
Hmm.
Okay, if that helps.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep. Five days ago, Timmy is gone. Nothing feels right. I do not feel okay. A world where Timmy does not exist is not a world I want to believe in. Warning, this post is morbid and raw. This post is to help me grieve. Help me work through the tsunami of soul-crushing emotions I am feeling. We would never have gone on a family adventure like this and not made a video of it. I'm confused. We would never have not gone, whatever. So even though it sucks sharing our deepest, most painful experience of our life, it only felt right to document Timmy's final adventure.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care if people think it's weird that we took his body on an adventure after he passed away. We felt it was the best way to honor him and the adventures we shared.
They took a human body?
I have never believed in an afterlife, Trey. As much as I do now.
Oh.
Twist. It's the only thing getting me through this. Thinking about being reunited with him. Hoping that now he is able to enjoy all of his favorite things again. I hope he's running around. I hope he got his eyesight back.
This is a dog, right?
What kind of? I believe in afterlife. I mean, they could still be blind. So my afterlife's not perfect, but... might as well believe in the good one. Yeah.
Yeah, you just started, you know, believing in the idea of heaven. At least have it be a best case scenario. Yeah. I hope he got his eyesight back and can watch every sunset. Okay, there's sunsets. I hope he has the most magical flowers.
Yeah, that's such an annoying afterlife. It's like perfect. There's no sunsets, you idiot.
Yeah, I can see, but what's the point? I hope he has the most magical flowers and smells wherever he is. I hope he dreams even bigger. Oh, he still dreams. And goes on adventures he no longer could hear with us. Here, spelled incorrectly. I can't help but feel like I betrayed my best friend, my son. I feel an overwhelming mixture of guilt, anger, devastation, and regret. It is absolutely soul-crushing. I just pray that Timmy knows I would have carried him to the end of the world and back if I thought that was what's best for him. Even... Let me just skip through this. Holy cow, this is so long.
Oh, wow. Still going.
I listened because I knew I was blinded by my love. I trusted when our friends would say, "That poor dog. Oh. He doesn't even seem to be there anymore. He has no quality of life
that
anymore.
Poor dog. Oh, he my can't God. Do anything. Euthanize him. Please, Shelly. Is that a corpse you have on the Southwest flight? This is wrong.
It is funny that she added in her friend's quotes. One more time. She's, I trusted when our friends would say, "That poor dog, he doesn't even seem to be in there. He has no quality of life. He can't do anything." I trusted our vet when he said, the Timmy we know no longer exists. I trusted him when he pulled us aside and said if we were his children, he would advise us to let him go. It was truly the best thing to do for Timmy. Then I just don't understand why I feel so guilty. I need Timmy to know we only did what we thought was best for him, even though
the character limit on Instagram these
yeah,
days.
My heart may never recover from this decision. I love you forever and always, Timmy. I can't wait to see you again.
Is there a photo of a dead dog?
It's a video of them holding its paws a lot. And like they're like,
okay, it's a nice reel.
Yeah, they're cuddling with this dead dog a lot.
Oh, they're both crying. I mean,
they set up the camera. It looks like seven different angles.
Oh my gosh, they have a dead dog on the beach.
They're cuddling with his dead dog from seven different angles. They took a paddle boarding. And yeah, so apparently she did pull the plug, euthanize the dog, and now she just feels like a murderer.
Is this why we have like a, have you seen all the shark problems in 30A? So we have crazy white people like spreading, dropping dead dogs into the, "I'm going to miss you, Timmy." The great whites are just having a field day.
She took a dead animal on a vacation?
And that's a beach. She took that on the plane, dude. She had that on a plane.
She might have taken the dog
They're on a beautiful, it looks like Hawaii.
Well, we don't know where they live. There's true. No, that thing.
But they are traveling
where they live.
Because she said
know.
Something like, "Had I known, we wouldn't have taken him on this adventure with us." Timmy's final adventure. So they're on vacation.
Clearly live in Utah.
He died on vacation.
Oh, that's true. It could be that.
They took him to be euthanized.
Maybe that's how he would have wanted it.
Oh, true. That is
Pacific Northwest. It's beautiful here. I don't know where they're at, actually.
No, I mean, but some people, I understand loving your dog a lot. I understand being devastated by its death, but.
Having it in a baggie and pulling its dead paw out.
Weekend at Bernie, your dog is crazy. They weekend at Bernie'd him.
It's just so much video footage of a dead dog. It's so many different angles. It just, yeah. And it's a shark problem at the end of the day. It's an extra $500 to cremate it. They were like, "Let's just throw it in there." And I'm sure that video is coming, is when they do finally toss it in the ocean.
Maybe they were in Miami. We saw sharks.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was kind of fun. Quite like we were chilling on the beach and there was a commotion like, get out of the water, get out of the water. And like a 8-10 foot shark was just swimming, you know, 10 feet from shore.
No way. That's terrifying. I'm going to see what this girl
conspiracy time. You heard the conspiracy.
What?
You were telling me about this, a friend. There's TikTok going around. They're saying in biblical times, there's scriptures that say there's some kind of underwater beast, maybe coming from the depths that's scaring the sharks to shore.
It's part of Revelation, so it's the end of the world.
So maybe it's in the future, or maybe it already happened. I've never seen a shark. Hope I don't.
That's a great dramatic reading.
Yeah, that was. Thank you to whichever recti sent that in. It's an all timer.
Holy cow,
old Timmy. It looks like she's doing better. I'm looking at her other posts. She's back to diving in blue water. In a skimpy swimsuit, so, I mean.
All right, RIP Timmy.
Also, man. Just the thought of, like, having a dog named Timmy. Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy.
Timbo.
Yeah, he's blind. He's running into walls. Your friends are going, "I think you should, is that dog okay? I think he's done.
I think you should fly off to Seattle and toss him in the water, film it.
That is wow. Some people. I do feel bad. It is cool we do that to dogs. Like this dog is, let's put him out of his misery, right? These sweet dogs, they've lived their life.
Yep.
Some of these people torture their dog. I'm gonna come out and say it. They get like hit by a car, and they're like, we're gonna, this guy,
20 grand for surgery.
Yeah, we're gonna run up a bill. We're gonna keep him alive. The doctor's like, he is in pain all the time. All right, I want you to know that. Like, well, we're gonna do what we can to save him. It's like, you should really just get another one. If you love him, he's hurting.
You love him, let him go.
Don't take him paddleboarding. She did post. You guys need
to fly to Hawaii. And
just real quick, 2 days ago, she posted, life has been a bit heavy lately. I did go visit Timmy.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's like buried somewhere, I guess. I did go visit Timmy just to talk to him and check in. And she felt peace. So that's good.
My gosh, dude.
So
visiting the dog's graveside is crazy.
Her dead dog.
She is, no, needs a hobby.
Yeah. Her dead dog is like still inconveniencing her. Like, it's like still like a, like, I can't go. I have to go visit my dog's gravesite.
He can still see her this as much. Yeah. Which is, I guess.
Maybe more.
Mm-hmm, maybe more.
Depending on what afterlife she believes in.
I mean, we think that there was a dog buried in our old backyard.
Really?
There was a tombstone.
There's a little tombstone.
Oh,
and so, but we built onto the house and we excavated it, so.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. We absolutely did.
No, it would have still been under that little tree area.
No, but I made sure. Ew. So while you're there, I want you to get that out of here.
Ew.
I came over one day and a coyote had dug up something. Maybe that's what it was. Ew. That one day. I remember he loved that part of your yard.
Okay, let's do a fan video. Again, send them in to fan videos. Correct at trakina.com. All your submissions, fan videos, want to hear from the recties. Let's play one of these fan vids. Who do we got, Derek? What's
hey,
up?
Take four of Katie's 30 seconds or less story so I can send this on Instagram. It's got to be 30 seconds or less. So in reference to people being named things and then never being called that, I'm Gabrielle. I'm the oldest of three. It's never been Gabby. No nicknames. It's always been Gabrielle. My parents will correct people. My brother's a year younger than me. His name's Patrick, but they introduced Pappy. So now we switch back and forth between Patrick and Pappy. It's super interchangeable.
Pappy.
And then my sister is Martha, has never gone by that, only Maddie. So, whatever.
Wow, well done.
Well done, well done. Wow.
30 seconds.
Explaining the rules.
That was her fourth take, she
Thank
said.
You, Gabby. I think that was her name.
I don't think that
is interesting. That I do respect people. There's a time where I was like annoyed, like, you know, it's like, it's Matthew, it's not Matt. I'm like, come on, it's Matt. But, you know, some people say, hey, that's... We named her Gabrielle. Call her that. Yeah. Gabriella? Sorry. Which one? It was Gabrielle.
I don't know.
I'll just call her Gabby.
Yeah. Gabs.
But I respect that, but I know Pappy is.
Pappy's wild. Is he 85 years old already?
Some kind of top shelf bourbon.
Pappy! Pappy wants you to sit on his lap. Come over here.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of nicknames, someone commented on last week's video that they know someone who calls their little boy... his name starts with a D, and they call him Big D.
Big D.
Go ahead, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that...
My mother-in-law Add calls that me to Big the... D.
Your mother-in-law calls you Big D.
Why?
Okay, a little close to...
Yeah, I bet Becca has dreams about that.
Wow, she affectionately calls you that.
Yep, and then her Big kids D. have explained to her why that's funny, and now she's playing into it.
Oh, okay, well, that's actually good. You gotta...
Oh, wow.
That's smart. I have a lot of respect for you. You gotta double down on the bit if...
My mom would be that mortified.
Always good to see you, Big D. You got that Big D energy. We love it. Like, Mom, I don't think you know what you're saying.
I mean, that's maybe I did say this, but my old boss, yeah, he sent some meme to like our work group chat that just said BDE.
And it's like a guy dancing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone was like, do you know what that means? He was like, no, just like, it's a celebration, whatever. And someone like side texted
Big
him.
Dancing energy.
Yeah. And he immediately responded Big like, D. I am so appalled. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I said that in a work message.
If that was Derek's mother-in-law, she would have been like, yeah, F yeah, I meant it too. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant to say. That's
darn right.
Yeah.
You married a real man, sweetie. Proud of you. Proud of you.
That is crazy. She's doubled down. Either of her moms would be mortified.
If my mom called you Big D?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Or if Katie's mom affectionately called you Big D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I can't see it.
Let's do one more.
We got to move up to Liberty. It's fun up there.
It is. Who we got?
Hey, Correct Opinions Podcast. You guys are my favorite podcast. I love every Wednesday when I get the notification that there's a new podcast up.
Timmy?
I am Hannah. My name is Hannah. I'm from Goshen, Indiana. And my husband and I are going to see Trey at the Goshen Fairgrounds here soon.
Woo!
Anyway, and yes, we are dog people. Say hi to Katie.
Oh, okay. Hello, officer.
Say hi to Katie.
Oh, wow. That felt really personal.
Yeah. Say hi to Katie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Say hi to
Katie, the German Shepherd.
It made me feel a little
weird.
She's like,
can't wait to see you guys in Goshen. If Katie is there, it's like, hi!
Oh my gosh.
Attack!
That
scared me through the camera, Fire! Honestly.
Sing Hoy Heis Kathleen Kennedy.
Wow, that's scary.
Me a little nervous.
All right, Goshen.
I don't know how many people live in Goshen. How funny is that? I love when I get people like Goshen or like Harris, Michigan. I was like, hey, someone's paid me to go to a thing. And it's the Goshen 4-H Fair.
I'm excited. 4-H
Fair. Yeah, Goshen is a town in Indiana with a population of 35,000 people. So we got one of them.
There's one.
The podcast. Thanks for being there. I know it should be really fun. I've done one fair before.
Yes, we
and
did.
And I think that one was like a decent sized fair. I think this one's gonna be bigger, man. It's gonna be
no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know anything about the venue? That was the only knock I had in the last fair. It was an all-time. It's like the worst possible way to perform stand-up comedy.
I hope it's better. Because, yeah, the issue was it was stage, horse track, then the crowd, which is a tough way
You could hear the screams over the roller coaster louder than people laughing. That was the main feedback.
When is this?
But they're like, they allowed people to stand in the track like a music concert. So we had, like, imagine standing during a comedy set. Ha-ha! You stand there. And
yes!
I had some people doing it showing love, but it's like that's not.
There were probably 18 people standing, 1,000 people in the bleachers, 15 football fields away.
Yeah,
and the smell of manure.
You just have to, you're trusting that.
They're probably
laughing.
I can't
even hear them over there. I hope it's going well.
The mic's working. It was
fun. We'll
see. Yeah, I'm excited to do another one.
When is this Goshen show?
July 19th. Yep,
that was close.
Fun.
So thanks. All right, it's an episode. We've been going for 1 hour 10.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have to ask.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
All right. And I had a good time the whole time. My bopsy's starting to hurt. I'm going to be honest. Did they hurt for you?
No.
No? Did he play a prank on me?
I think you're just not very tough.
When he was done, he said he was a big fan. He's like, I want to wait till the end. But I don't want to be cool, but like, I love your videos, this and that. And so, do you think he just kept it for keeps?
Ew!
Oh, do you think they're...
Yeah, uh-huh. He took some of your back skin and was like, yeah, this is what I want.
A piece of Trey Kennedy's
yes.
Back. I got some back strap.
All yeah. right. I have one Brittany Mahomes, one Trey Kennedy. Yes.
Collection is building.
He's a little
did
discolored.
He plant a tracker in me or something?
Yeah. That's
put
what
a lot
just
of trust
itched.
In him. I couldn't see what he did back there. All right. That's an episode. Get tickets. Like we said, we're going to Goshen, Indiana. Only like 10 shows left. We got to have a baby. Then we're going to, do more shows eventually. So trey.com/tour. Thanks for the love, y'all. Like, subscribe. We will see you next week. Peace.
Correct Opinions.